I'm Kyle. Holy shit balls, he's dead!
Oh my god!
Well, somebody must take up his legacy.
Sure.
Somebody must become Kyle.
Sure.
I'll become Kyle. I once was Bri, but from now on I'm Kyle.
Pretzel. Okay. So who do I don't know. I'm Merc. I once was Merc. I should take up the Kyle. I should take up the Bri. I'll take up the Brile. I am Brile. No, I'm Kyle. It's a legacy character. I'll take up Kyle. I am the
Hey guys, I just got here. It's me, Rick Jones. This week on Zero Issues, it's me, Rick Jones.
What?
Hidden, I love you.
So what are we doing now?
This is Zero Issues, and,
hey, welcome. We're alive.
We've all been resurrected.
Get the fuck out of here, Rick.
God damn it, Rick Jones.
Yeah. You are everybody. Rick who hasn't Rick Jones been?
Listen, the entire...
Get your own identity.
The entire Zero Issues family has been resurrected. We're all coexisting, and it's going to work out really nicely for about 14 months until they reboot the universe and only one of us remains.
We're in the new 26. So what are we doing? We're doing, this week's topic is legacy characters.
Discussing legacy characters.
I'm taking over the sentence. It's legacy characters.
There's a bit of a debate, though. What qualifies as a legacy character?
In the research, I was like, it seemed to come up as a couple of different things. They're really not that different from each other, but just slight variations of what a legacy character could be. There's the obvious ones, like a Robin.
Becoming,
would be a legacy character, that Robin changes from person to person, like whether they've left the Robin persona and gone on to become Nightwing or whatever you want.
They grew out of it or they died.
Or they died.
Right.
You get to do two things as a Robin.
That's it.
You either be a Robin long enough to die.
Right.
Or you become your own villain.
Or you get this sweet blue suit with a nice collar.
Oh my god, that's... Yep. I want that hoodie too. Anyway, I think that the main point, again, like a lot of superhero identities will pass from one person to another. I think calling it a legacy depends kind of on it at least being intended or accepted to be as permanent as it can be, at least.
Right. I think to a point. I would almost open that up more in terms of, like, people who, that character has been considered or has been under more than one name.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be that grandiose. I don't view it as being that grandiose and that, you know, like as Robin, it's been passed on to the next one. That person has died or that person has left. Now that mantle falls upon you, fair Verona.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have to be that big of a thing.
Think to, say, Batman, where, you know what I mean, like you had people that were filling that role, but the entire point of the stories was that they were just basically filling that role until Bruce came back in one way or another. Or they were trying to do their best to be him, even though they weren't him.
I almost see that as a lesser point a legacy, but still a legacy character, because it's when you're doing that storyline, you're not doing it, and of course it's comics, and you're expecting Bruce Wayne to come back, but at the same time you're doing it in the supposition that he is not coming back.
It is worth noting that, again, we're talking about comics, so there's like all sorts of different realities and takes. For example, Terry McGinnis would count
the eventual Batman
would count as legacy.
Oh, absolutely.
Of Yin Yang. Say, for example, like Dick Grayson being like, "I'll be Batman until Bruce is back."
But he never said it until Bruce is back.
Well,
because at the time he thought that Bruce was dead. Everyone thought
that
Bruce was
and
dead.
That's
well, no,
the
first time, the that's, first time, there, the first the entire, time he was still Bruce's
yeah,
back.
Okay, the first time. I'm talking about the best time when he was the best fucking Batman.
He was great.
He was the best.
Merc's got him on his shoes. It was good stuff. Damian Wayne was Dickhead Robin. It was fantastic.
I really wish that there was a Dick Grayson as Batman toy out there. Because I don't buy
there's
a lot of
like it's gonna look super different.
It's not, but it's gonna make the difference to me.
There is they have one of those black and white statues of like the jock one where he's like diving. Oh man. And I'm pretty sure they have the Frank Quitely one too.
But like I don't want a statue, I want a toy.
I get you.
I can't play with a statue. I can't put that up my butt.
But I
too far, too
go
far.
Into the Batcave.
A little too far. I bought recently. They had the I bought the Carol Danvers Captain Marvel,
toy.
Right.
That came really?
I didn't. Know
I found it.
Legends?
Oh yeah. I happened to find it. And it was just like, well, I will buy that. Thank you. And
absolutely.
Nice. I feel again. I feel guilty whenever I buy anything. But that one is like
crack.
You see that? You gotta get that.
That's a legacy character.
And it is a legacy character, absolutely, because the Captain Marvel mantle has been passed down a few times.
I don't consider that a legacy character.
No?
No, because that's not Captain Marvel, per se.
Okay.
I don't know. She just kind of... She was Ms. Marvel, then Captain Marvel. She was a captain in the... I don't know.
She's just insisting on using her actual title. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's honoring the legacy of Marvel.
I guess there is the link.
I absolutely agree with that.
There is the link, but it's not a direct. It's not a direct. Well, like I'm taking on the legacy of this, and I don't know.
I think it sort of was when she first took it on, because if you look at how her costume is, it's sort of evoking that.
Oh yeah.
And again, the first Ms. Marvel costume was kind of similar based on his, because she was sort of attached to that.
I never really. Yeah.
No, I feel like initially there was a bit of that, her feeling like kind of apprehensive about taking that on because it was taking over that identity, but her having earned it. But at the same time, Monica Rambeau,
right,
was Captain Marvel for a time.
Yeah.
Is that one a legacy?
That's a question, because she was kind of doing her own thing and just using that name.
And that's...
It's really tricky when it comes to Captain Marvel, because for so long, it was just Marvel, like, re-upping on the copyright.
And sure. Is he... Yeah. Yeah. Is it Shazam?
It's not.
And it's the weird thing. If there was, he's one of those anomalies of a weird... Monica Rambeau, I would not consider a legacy character because it has nothing to do with that character other than the name. How about
Genis or Genis Bell, who was Captain Marvel with Rick Jones,
right? With the
Mega
Bands,
who's like the son of Mar-Vell.
That one I would count as legacy.
Yes,
absolutely,
because it's.
Well,
actually, his son.
It's tied into the character.
It is. Like, it's the same concept, same kind of character. It's, you know, like, sharing the body kind of a thing with the whole Mega Man's, all the whole thing. Yeah, no, that
I honestly don't know anything about that character.
It was, so, the Captain Marvel, Peter David wrote it, and it was in, I think it was, like, the early 2000s.
Was it that recent?
Late 90s to early 2000s.
Wow.
But funny, that was 15 years ago, so that's not that recent.
Yeah.
It's weird to think of that, but it's true.
It's best not to. We're all young men. We'll be young forever.
20 years ago.
Man, let's check
keep
out
keep it in perspective, boys.
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, I would argue that version of Captain Marvel and Carol Danvers are sort of tied into a legacy, in so to speak. I think that... counts.
I think that's the loosest of legacies that we'll probably talk about.
Sure.
There is a tie, but it's not like Captain Marvel taking on the helmet.
They were both tied
That's not a slight against Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel. I think that's more of a nod to her that she's...
She
was already her own character, and she was totally...
She was already several characters.
Well, true. Okay, if you go into the binary and
let's,
all that
Let's stuff. Talk... No, let's not talk
let's
about
Let's talk Warhawk.
Yeah.
Warbird.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I thought all birds are hawks.
Is this
all
not a quiz show? Kaka! Kaka! Bok! Bok! Bokok! Anyway. Sorry. sorry. That was
That's a different captain.
Something about sex. Now we've tied in every episode we've done tonight.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Huzzah.
Sorry. High five.
Yeah, I would see Carol Danvers as... Because she has been her own kind of character. And it's not like there was no connection to the original Captain Marvel. There was.
Well, she was. Absolutely.
There absolutely was. But she really has been her own thing for literally decades. Yeah. And then it's only now that she's done Captain Marvel. And to me, and maybe just me, I don't even... If you want to press it, yes, I see.
Is it because you think she's built up so much of her own...
You can't just be like, oh, she's like taking on that persona. No, she's taking on her own persona, and she's just changed... she's kind of shifted
her
persona.
She just put on sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here, I got a helmet and a mohawk. I'm gonna... Yeah. Does that link me to...
She got her best costume yet, and yeah, she took on totally. That name, and she's doing great.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, I mean, yeah, no, I think that, I don't think her, you know, you say she has her own identity, she's gone, you know, gone her own way. I feel like that's kind of a part of it in a way. I feel like part of a legacy character in a way is they should make that role their own.
Yes, but I think that at the point that they take on that role and make it their own, often, very, very often, not exclusively, but very often that doesn't happen until they take it on and then go for a little bit.
Oh, sure.
To go for like 20 years and then suddenly take on that role is very rare.
And again, in fairness, yeah, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel was always more of a presence and more important in a lot of ways than Captain Marvel after...
Captain Marvel
point,
really,
for sure.
To be honest, he's already had a shorter lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
By this point.
Again...
Like, Miss Marvel's been around for longer than he has.
I think her taking that name on was a good call. I think that entire direction was a good call. But, I mean, if you're trying to say that, you know, that she was, you know, maybe a more significant character than Captain Marvel, the original Marvel, ever was, good point. And that's probably why she probably should have taken that name and role on earlier, if anything. But,
I think it's actually to her credit that she had her own...
Oh, absolutely.
And what, like, it's just Miss Marvel. Whatever. If you want to play with that.
Which has also been passed on very nicely recently, yes. Which is,
I think it's just a timely thing to just now do this.
Sure.
To pass one name onto the other, which really has no connection, per se.
No. Because that's why
I view also the Captain Marvel thing. There's not a connection directly to the Captain Marvel. There is. But it's not like she's like, I'm taking on Marvel's name. It's not like that sort of, it's not like I'm taking on the mantle of Batman. It's not that direct link.
Okay, so here's one that's very similar, springing out of Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
Sure.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
every time
a new Ant-Man is introduced, it's not someone you've met, you know. Nobody really knew about Eric O'Grady. Nobody really knew about...
Scott Lang.
And they just sort of came out of nowhere and like, okay, well, now I'm Ant-Man. And, yeah. I mean, Eric's gone, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
Scott's Ant-Man again.
It's back to Scott.
And, because he's alive again.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm happy, and also, he's kind of the best one.
He's kind of the best one.
You know what, I actually, in my list, I had Hank Pym, his entire character roster.
Oh, yeah.
He's really, Giant Man, there's been like four Giant Mans. Yeah. Ant-Man.
Wasn't Clint Barton
Giant Man and Goliath
at some point? He was Goliath, yeah.
Giant Man and Goliath, and then there was Foster.
Bill Foster.
Bill Foster.
Yeah.
Yellow Jack.
American Goliath.
He lived happily ever after, and nothing bad ever happened to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, we're calling you up.
And of course,
nothing problematic at all.
We've already spoken of Ant-Man and the several characters that were Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yellow Jacket.
Right.
There have been a couple Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There have been Lady Yellow Jackets.
This is true. Lady Jackets. Lady,
yeah. So basically what we're getting at is Hank Pym is just terrible at just, you know.
But, it's not like it's him, like, passing it on.
For a while,
it's just other people doing it.
Yeah, he was Wasp.
You know what?
Yeah.
He was. I saw that. And then he got made fun of, and then he didn't like it, and then so he went.
I like that book.
He became
he was Wasp.
Yeah. When he went and became Goliath.
He was
hanging out
with Joe Costa again.
He was messed up. He was dealing with his grief in a weird way, but, you know, it's more interesting than...
By hanging out with Stature.
You know what?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people hate that character, him.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Me too.
Because there was... But you know what? Like, there was a huge... He's been a huge character for super long.
Yeah.
He's been there, like, literally since the start.
He had a mental break and made a bad mistake.
Well, no,
but,
you know what? Let's clarify.
We should give him a break.
No, let's clarify.
His heart ache.
Let's clarify. Let's clarify.
But he did it all.
No,
for the science.
Come on. Let's clarify. A writer decided to have him do this.
Right.
And that made him the piece of shit of Marvel Universe.
It forever marred the character.
Yeah.
However,
and then everybody's viewed it as that since.
It's
and
worth
it's like,
noting,
you know what? What is he doing now?
I don't know what I'm doing.
He's been, like, the background character,
right.
Really nothing ever
it's
since.
It's worth noting the whole, like...
I think that's an interesting character.
Hitting Jan, the whole, like, backhanding Jan.
Yeah.
In the 90s, writers made Peter Parker do that exact same thing to a pregnant Mary Jane, and yet... People are perfectly happy to forget that happened and like Peter Parker.
Well, because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? It's like Spider-Man is...
And really, in the
like
end,
Spider-Man.
They were never married, so whatever.
Oh! Actually, I had one that I sort of missed, and when we were talking about Mar-Vell specifically.
Yeah.
Would you consider Hulkling to be a legacy character?
No.
No?
No.
He's Mar-Vell's son.
Oh, sorry. I was like, he's a Hulk.
No. Not to Hulk. To Mar-Vell.
Yeah. No.
No? He's doing his dad's work.
Yeah. But he hasn't taken up the mantle.
Well,
that,
it's not that exact
that,
mantle,
yeah.
But he's still...
Are Children of Heroes becoming heroes legacy characters?
No.
Not automatically.
No,
okay.
No. They have to take up that mantle of that exact character and carry it on. A legacy character is the same character continued on.
Okay.
It's not... You've...
However, I would still argue if you're still sort of continuing the mission with your own identity, I feel still part of a legacy in a sense.
I would completely disagree.
Okay.
Well, we're going to wait until Marvel puts out Young Avengers, The End. Coming out spring 2093.
Yeah. Then we'll find out.
Yeah. It's going to be really weird because
it's
going to be
that,
2099.
That's really
it's
the whole,
6 years before Miguel O'Hara is going to rock our worlds.
That's the whole definition of a legacy character. Is a character that's continued on as that character.
Okay.
Whether it's not the same person, it's different people taking on
that
personas.
Because you have like a direct legacy like genetically.
What would it then is Dakin... Wolverine's legacy.
Well, he did become Wolverine.
Well, but as Wolverine, but not as his own character. And how many characters have had kids and are they their own legacy characters? There might be a legacy in terms of as we proceed progeny as as legacies.
We have some examples
lives.
For that. I think we'll get to that.
But
I mean, personally, my child is my legacy.
Exactly.
She's going to take over Ski Ninjas, and she better like it.
And doing it as good as I did.
Not that well.
But
people should know it's different. It's also good, but different.
But, okay, so who else? We've talked about Batman, Robin, Pym.
The Robins are the best, but...
Yeah. Well, there's certain ones that are, like...
Well, there's the whole idea of graduating from sidekick to official hero.
There's, like, Flash. Yep. Kid Flash becomes Flash.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Flash might be the best possible example. Because you had it happen to a point where it got mishandled at one point, and then it just seemed like it just stepped backwards and then stepped backwards.
Yeah, well, let me just regain my balance. Oh, keep falling backwards. Oh, yeah, now it's Barry.
Yeah, Barry again suddenly, because, you had Jay.
Jay Garrick is standing there like, fuck, next time.
Just fuck up once, Barry.
Hey, check out this Earth 2 thing.
Yeah. There's that sort of thing with Earth 2 of just how that works.
Well, you're talking pre-52 Earth 2?
Yeah.
Where all of the sidekicks basically grew into their mentor roles?
By pre-52, you mean pre-crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Like the old Earth 2.
Yeah, pre-crisis.
Pre-crisis.
Because Crisis made them all in the same world.
DC, which I please like. Have more continuity.
No, styles. That would be fantastic. It would be fantastic.
I need more Hawkmen.
Because New 52 kind of reestablished that in a way with their alternate worlds.
Yeah.
Again, like, I love, the post-crisis where it's like, the Flash, like Barry, for example, was inspired by reading Flash comics, which was about Jay Garrick.
Right.
Which was in an alternate reality itself. Fuck off with that. The idea of, like, Jay Garrick being, like, World War II era Flash, and then Barry, like,
learning about that, and then getting super speed and being like, I'm going to be like this guy. I loved this guy when I was a kid.
There you go. And it gets passed on. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It gives them some depth in history. And I don't feel like it makes it inaccessible at all. I feel like it just, adds more to it, if anything. But
It's, even if it's just like sort of background noise that's around in these worlds, it's cool that they have these big histories. And when you go and you're like, no. This world only has really 10 years of history. Everything before that is basically Earth Prime. Right. That's not as good. That's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Because I lived here 10 years ago. Wasn't a lot of cool shit. There was some okay stuff.
This didn't change that much.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite legacy besides the ones you've mentioned already?
Because I want to say Dick Grayson is Batman, frankly.
Yeah. Blue Beetle.
Yeah. You know what?
There's
a couple.
Reyes. Both fantastic.
Yeah.
I love them both a lot. It was that weird thing where it's like,
very different. Very different, but at the same time. But
Jaime was, it was excellent too, or I liked them both a lot. And it was sort of like, kind of wishing they could coexist in a way. But that was one of those ones where what they did to Ted Kord was not cool.
Yeah.
It was kind of tricky. It was a bad time. But then his replacement turned out to be kind of awesome.
Okay, my favorite legacy character, because I can't say Dick Grayson as Batman.
Yep.
Sailor Moon, who is a legacy character.
Really?
If you think about it, her mom before her was Sailor Moon, became the queen, and then she became Sailor Moon, and then her daughter would eventually, though we never got to see it, would eventually become Sailor Moon?
Chibi.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chibi Moon?
Usa? Chibi Moon.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, my wife is...
My wife?
My wife, yeah. Sorry. My wife, Sherry, is like...
I'm my wife!
She's a Sailor Moon, like super fan, for sure. Like, she's a... Yeah, so I've absorbed a lot of this.
Yeah, well...
When I was
researching legacy characters, one of the first ones that came up was Sailor Moon. I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I mean, I'm more of a Jupiter or Mercury fan, personally, but... Look, everybody was 8 at one point.
That's true.
What about you?
Stay tuned for the next episode of Zero Issues. Which Ninja Turtle are you?
Hey, wait, we've done one manga reference per episode.
Doing all right.
You're welcome, Japan.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, and there's been... Marvel is kind of...
So not Tempest.
No.
No.
Marvel's... I don't want to say retconned, but just kind of expanded some of the mythos
to some of their characters recently, mm-hmm. and has expanded one of the mythos to one of my favorite characters that it's you realize it is a legacy character. It always kind of had the hint of being, but you never really, it was never really clarified until recently, is Iron Fist.
Right.
Ooh. The great retcon.
And
I've been, and it totally makes sense. It's always kind of been hinted at, but they've never really explained it. But then it was like, well, of course. Why would the, it's yeah. not, like, he only is X number of years old, mm-hmm. and it was like he was a kid when he went to Kunlun and became the next Iron Fist, and he had to get to that point to become the next Iron Fist, and he has to defeat the dragon in order to do that, and then it's a obviously there was somebody before who was Iron Fist. Like it was always just kind of nodded at, but never really explained very well at all. Right. But once they kind of it was Brubaker and Fraction who took the immortal Iron Fist and went in that direction and
started to expand. David Aja on art, right? Or Aja?
Aja, yeah. Fantastic art. It was good that job, that yeah. stuff was. I have very few artists. There's like literally 5 to 10 artists that I'm like, you blow my mind. He is like that was. I cannot get over that.
I have been borrowing so Merck's comics for
a beautiful
way too long.
You know what? I grabbed a belt that you, Bri, had lent me, and yeah. I'm going to give this back to Bri. I should give this Sandman book back to Merck, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. Season of Mist.
Well, Bri hasn't given his books back yet.
I will say, recently, I started like resuming where I left off, and okay. I was trying to get it done for today, and I didn't quite get there.
No worries. But it's it's.
I would love to read a whole book of, and I know they've done like arcs where it was taking place in the 30s. I would love to read like an ongoing thing that's just
him
having fun.
I think I've spoken about this a little bit. There was the pitch that I did for Marvel.
Right.
And I actually gave it to Joe Quesada in his hands.
The Thor Apocalypse?
Well, yeah, I called it Ancient Marvels. And it was basically playing off a lot of exactly what we're talking about is all the legacy characters. And there was a ton of them that it was like, This is just when Iron Fist was opening up as a legacy character, and mm-hmm. that was one of the minor characters that was in the book. That was like, you're playing off all these characters based in a storyline that's in ancient times. You're talking like Roman times, whatever. The story itself was taking place in Roman times. Who would be existing at that time? Who would have a legacy character that could affect... There was like Apocalypse was there, Thor was there at that time. You would have legacy characters would be, Iron Fist was there. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, who else? Black Panther,
right? Who I was going to bring up next, actually?
Yeah, that was another one.
That's a royal title.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's passed down from person to person.
Yeah.
So there would be an Chuck early... Taka, and depending on what sort of level you're at. Like and you never know how
there was Gentleman that... Fantastic.
and then you play with the Inhumans. I had the Inhumans mixed in there.
Okay.
That sounds like... I've only heard a little bit about this pitch. Like, I hadn't heard this other stuff previously. This sounds super cool.
I was really excited. I was like, this is a really good idea. And
here.
And now I'm
talking
about it online. That's a good idea.
Go ahead.
But it's
it like happens. Inhumans. It's real.
Well, you did it. Yeah, and it's Inhumans, and in this also
what if the Avengers were in the Wild West?
You deal with yeah, I don't get that.
Coltron forever.
Fuck, can I have a Coltron shirt, please?
Yeah, please make Coltron shirts. And you should check out CPR's The Line It Is Drawn.
for that one.
Yeah, but, the line. I am now doing artwork for the line that is drawn, and it's a weekly thing where you just they give a suggestion of some sort of connection or whatever homage or blah blah blah.
Mercury's he's good.
He's kind of a big
deal. I did a
kind of a big deal.
A Gunslingers, Marvel Gunslingers Era. So I did a Heroes and then a Bad Guys version. But then there's also
beats the shit out of 1602.
I also in Atlanteans were included in that. If like really the Atlanteans would be around at that point, so you would need an ancestor of Namor at that point. Yeah, and I used there was like a couple of names, and there was one of the names that was like a you know several times removed ancestor of Namor. I used that character as involved in that. Then there's also the Eternals. A major character that I used in that story arc was Gilgamesh, the Forgotten One, which I love that character as a character himself because he seems to be kind of removed from everybody.
Right.
And he's totally mixed in with everything that's like, he's an Eternal, but nobody cares if he's an Eternal, and the Eternals have kind of tossed him aside and kind of throw everybody together, and yeah. That's my pitch.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Fuck you, Marvel, for not taking it.
It's good. It's good. Take a big cup of shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm not bitter. Who else? And there was other characters that came up in my mind that I didn't include in that storyline, but Ghost Rider is another legacy character that's actually has a ton of potential.
Yeah, and... Now, to be fair, none of them are really carrying on the legacy in honor of the person before them who was Ghost Rider.
But they're the exact same. It's Zarathos.
Right.
That would be taking.
Right.
Possession or whatever you want to kind of put it.
Of
that
Johnny
body.
Or Danny or.
Or whoever. Or the Phantom.
I don't know any
or,
of their
well,
names.
There's the
Lady One. And
there's a new guy.
One with the car.
The one with the car. But then there's the Space Ghost Rider one. Who was on the he rode a horse. In the West. That was the original Ghost Rider.
Who was the rider?
I'm the rider. what's his name? Elliot.
Elliot Smith. It was Elliot Smith.
Elliot Smith.
It was Elliot Smith.
Yeah, Elliot Smith.
He knew it.
I'm between the bars. Man. If you get that, kudos to you.
My word.
All right, what about legacy villains?
Oh, yeah. Fool Killer, Blizzard, Scorpion, Venom, all the goblins.
Red Hood?
Red Hood. Every Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, but then they always come back to the original.
They always come back to the original, but there's been like 18 versions of everybody.
You know what we need? More vultures. This vulture's got red.
Oh god, that one, right?
You know what we need? Totally you know what we need? Another Silvermane.
Really? Iron Man! Iron Man! Legacy character?
Rhodey? It's mostly just Rhodey.
It's mostly just Rhodey.
Or another Tony.
A teen one, as it were.
But technically, that would be a legacy character. That could continue on after that, but really...
Arno could take over at some point.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
That dick.
Fucking jerk.
I like how when Superior Iron Man was introduced as an idea, everyone was saying, oh, it's Arno. It's clearly going to be Arno.
Yeah.
Psych inversion.
Psych.
Tony's a dick again. It's been a hot two years since that happened.
Tony's drunk. iPod armor.
It's sweet, like, 5 years ago iPod armor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got the little spin thing on his
belly.
He's going
to get them in several
be
colors.
Like, I'm looking for the song that I can't find.
Oh, man, I went over it twice. Where is that Feist track?
I heard it was included.
Mark 1, 2, 3, 4. Woof.
Clink. yeah, so, I don't know. I think that... It was Tony, and then it was Rhodey, and that was clearly a legacy kind of thing. He took over.
Would you guys count the 2099 characters as legacy characters?
No.
None of them?
No, because it sucked.
What about What about
the... That seems kind of subjective.
Well, like, Venom is just the symbiote attached to a new guy.
Sure.
Punisher is someone who has a very similar origin to Frank Castle.
Taking on that role.
Yeah, just basically doing the same thing.
No, Miguel that's O'Hara, just kind of good. Just, I like him.
Yeah, he's just this spider guy.
I feel like they count, but I feel like they count exclusively in their own conceptual world of
yeah.
being invented as future versions of these characters.
And Doom is just straight up Doom.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Doom.
Yeah.
Is this still Victor?
Yeah, it's him.
All right.
He's like, I'm in the future. I got a blue cloak now.
Blue
cloak. The fuck y'all, y'all.
I'm gonna take over the world. Okay. And then he did.
Good for him. At that point, I feel like he's earned it.
Yeah. You know, he waited.
Yeah.
Spectre?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was Hal Jordan for a while.
Yeah.
Well, he was that other guy.
Well, yeah.
Jim Corrigan, and then...
Billy Corrigan.
Yeah.
He was Billy Corrigan.
There was Billy that period Corrigan. Where the Smashing
Pumpkins
he played
for the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins broke up. He became the Spectre. Yeah, and then he reformed. Then he did like, one.
Ah, Chad Brock.
Then he did one. And then he did some solo stuff and it didn't quite work out. He was the Spectre. And then he decided to reform the Smashing Pumpkins. Well, it was pretty much just him.
Really? If you think
and he's
about
like,
it.
Where's Darcy? There's no Spectre without Darcy.
If you and you're of, like, fuck if you. Think you. About it, the beginning is the end is the beginning. I can make a Smashing Pumpkins reference, too.
Fantastic! I thought that was a fantastic.
I'm gonna edit all those claps now.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
No, that was...
It's gonna be your new ringtone.
The Imperial Guard.
Oh!
Oh. Because they retconned that in terms of...
It's schools.
Exactly. And you become the whatever, Smasher.
Now you're the Smasher.
They smash, now you're the Smasher. And
now you're the Smasher.
Smash but this!
Sometimes they die and they have a replacement. Yeah. And that, it was that one...
That, it was like Wolverine and the X-Men one-shot.
Or annual or whatever it was. Yeah. It was on Kid Gladiator. And that was freaking... That was fantastic. It was a good take on that, and it makes a lot of sense.
I only learned of that much later. Yeah. But, yeah.
But it does tie, it tied in with the Deathbirds, and with
right.
Smasher, who's on the Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got one.
That's how I know of it, is the Smasher on the Avengers thing.
I've got one that ties to that, the Green Lantern Corps.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't know if that would be considered technically... A legacy character. Because it's like joining the army. Is that really a legacy?
I didn't consider that. I would say Kyle Rayner is a legacy Green Lantern.
Yes. I feel like the Green Lantern...
Him specifically.
Yeah.
Because he was the torchbearer.
Yeah.
He was the last of the Corps.
Or if you will, the Green Lantern to that specific sector.
Right.
I would disagree.
You're a superhero.
That's not really a legacy
character. You're a space
cop,
but you're assigned to that certain area, and that makes you the Green Lantern to Earth. In a way.
You're not that specific character. You just have that. You just have that overall.
It's how they control the force of will.
It's. I view it as that's. You're just that character. You joined that group.
Sure.
But it's not, you're not that. Green Lantern is what it was originally called, and everybody is a Green Lantern, but you're not the only Green Lantern.
You're not Tomar Ray.
Exactly.
My name is almost the exact same as his.
Again, that's one of those ones where it is, it's definitely, it's basically like a police force, a military force, but the Kyle point. From Kyle is a good point.
Well, because he was.
I completely disagree.
He was the last one.
Yeah.
He was the only one.
And he helped resurrect it.
Does it depend on how many there are?
Was it not? Was it Kyle did with the ion power?
If there are 14,000 Marines,
so we passed it on.
Or there's only one Marine, and oh, he's. Does it mean he's not part of the army, or they are part of the army, or like?
Well, I mean,
really, it's you're part of a greater group. Oh, you're a policeman. Oh no, you're not a policeman. You're the policeman.
I would read that. There were thousands of cops, and they all died, but this one guy got a pair of handcuffs,
and he had an axe. He was an axe guy.
I wouldn't read that though.
Oh my.
You love it.
Look, when a 6-year-old kid is making more money than me, I'm a little upset.
It makes sense.
I'm a guess.
Because you didn't think of it.
Hey, everybody.
The kid's real bad at reading comics.
Yeah, I was like, just because you didn't make your kid.
Hey, you want to read comics? About Oatmeal John? Because she's got stories about Oatmeal John.
I'd read him.
Not to be confused with the sex move, Oatmeal John.
Oh, God. Holy mother of...
All right, do we have anything else?
Nope.
You know...
I got nobody else.
All right, so I guess it's time to wrap it up. But before that, I want to say, Prowler? Hobie Brown? Is Spider-Punk.
That's so
fucking cool!
The Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But he's British too, isn't he?
I don't think he's British. I think he's just like a poser.
Oh, okay.
But it's Hobie Someone Brown. Mean. Yeah. Hey, me too.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that.
I thought that was super cool. You know who thought that was super cool? Kyle Lees, and you can check him out at SkiNinjas.com. Segway!
You know who else think is cool?
Hmm.
Bri Kotick. And guess what? You can check out comics that he did, apparently, at WelcomeToHereafter.com.
Who is your favorite alternate Spider-Man?
Oh, man, my favorite alternate Spider-Man? It's definitely Japanese Spider-Man with Leopardon.
Oh.
And also a theme song that sounds a little something like, if I can do this. Hold on. Did you know that I'm bad at all things? Did you know that?
Just doors. We established that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
I'm Merc. I have no idea what's going on around me, which is usually my state of affairs. Maybe because I'm high on meth.
It's possible.
Or
ice.
Or ice.
The old red, white, and blue.
I was caught in an explosion in a meth lab, and it bonded to my super soldier genes.
So look up Merc at BokBokBokBok.com.
BokBokBok!
And who is...
BokBokBok! MercAsylum.ca. BOK!
Who's your favorite alternate Spider-Man?
BOK! Eddie Brock!
It might be a good idea to redo all of this.
No. Totally fine.
I expected Spider-Ham, frankly.
No. I eat all the Spider-Ham!
Holy mother of God.
Eddie Brock! Brock, Brock!
I got zero issues.
Yeah. Sorry about that, I couldn't stop myself.
Fucking Rick Jones takes over everything eventually.
Oh, see, he did it again.
I'm Bucky and Captain Marvel. I'm Captain Bucky. I'm Hop Harrigan.
Oh, God.